It used to be only a few environmentally minded people talked about renewable energy, raising their own food, and reducing their carbon footprint. But now many branches of government and higher education are too. That's welcome news to fair organizer Cader Olive, who lives in rural Russ County with a passive solar house, organic garden, access to wildlife for food, and an appreciation for the reluctance some have to change.
I have 50 years of living based on cheap fossil fuel and flipping switches and gizmos and gadgets, and those are all very comfortable and nice. Even when you see the effects those are having on the world, it's hard to change those habits. I have yet to figure out a way to do without a vehicle as much as I would like to.
For the bigger picture, fair attendees will get a sense of how green economic development is taking off. Keynote speaker, UW-Superior Professor Jerry Hemp, is teaching this fall in the new four-year sustainable management degree program.
It's an online program. It's aimed at adult learners. You could do this from any location in the state or outside the state.
Meanwhile, Cader Olive says the Northwest Wisconsin Sustainable Living Fair is convenient for some who find it wasteful to drive a long ways.
We thought Russ County would be a good location between Lake Superior and the Eau Claire area and Minnesota over to Wausau, that whole area of northern Wisconsin.
Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.